May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are my strength and my redeemer. Come now, Lord. Your children are listening. Amen. My sister, by the time we feel thirsty, we're already dehydrated. Pouring out drops at a time makes it difficult to differentiate the weight of the cup. By the time we've come asking, give me a drink, we've poured out on the sick, on the sad and the shaken. We've comforted the mourning. We've been the glue for the broken. We've been the candle which shines eternal light in this dark world. We've been prayer warriors against powers and principalities. We've become distracted by these last days, disturbed by these senseless deaths, dizzy from disease. Thus, we're disoriented by dehydration. The prophet Jeremiah said, my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. My sisters, we have dug our own cisterns. We've dug, but alongside God, by relying on our own thoughts, our own resources, and our own strength. We've dug our own cisterns, done what we needed to do, knew how to do, or had to do. We've dug our own cisterns when we moved by our own intellect, devised our own plans, and exercised our own influence. Scripture says we've forsaken the spring of living water. That spring is Jehovah Shammah, our God who's always there. That spring is Jehovah Jireh, the God who will provide. That spring is Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. That spring is Jehovah Nisi, the Lord who is my banner. That spring is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord who is our peace. And that spring is Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord who is our righteousness. Our cisterns are empty, but come and be filled. We are the children of God. We know God's word. We know that the word is God. So come and drink. The word says, whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. So I encourage you to sip. Sip on this. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Sip this. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Sip this. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you and even show you great and mighty things, things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know and understand and cannot distinguish. Sit this. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had. Sit this. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my victory. This is my God, and I will praise him, my mother's God, and I will exalt her. Drink it all in, my sisters. May this be a drink that satisfies. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We give God the praise for Reverend Dr. Anne Marie with that topic, a drink that satisfies. I don't know about you, but do you feel thirsty right now? I don't, because I understand what she was saying in terms of the drink that's satisfying, what God can do for us. And we give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank Reverend Dr. Anne Marie for just sharing her time with us on this meditation, a power of a conference call. And on that note, we want to thank her. We want to thank all of you who came out for the 201st session of the New York Annual Conference last week at First Bethel AME Church, who was hosted by the fine pastor, the fine people of First Bethel AME Church in Harlem, and our associate member, Reverend Dr. Henry Allen Beelen III. Amen. We give God that we made it through annual conference, and we salute all the ordinance, the new graduates, and we invite you as we prepare for this new conference year that you would continue to be active in women in ministry, and that we do have a meeting scheduled for Thursday, May 18th. And we just give God a praise. You'll hear more about that as we kick off this new conference year. And let us continue to be in the spirit of this meditation and the prayer that will be coming forth by Reverend Hermina Waite. We thank God for her and her ministry as she comes and prepare our hearts and minds for the prayer. And we thank God for the meditation. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying and I'm upward bound. Lord, plant our feet on higher ground. Lord, lift us up and let us stand by faith on heaven's tableland. Father God, fill our cisterns tonight, Lord God. Let it overflow to your people. Lord God, we thank you now. Lord God, some of us are here tonight, the second and third watch of the day. And God, as we come, God, we say thank you, God. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Father God, we thank you for having brought us through another year, another New York Annual Conference. God, we say thank you for our Episcopal leaders. God, we thank you for our coordinator, the Reverend Alicia Bailey, oh God. And we thank you for all of those who work alongside her, God. Sharpen, God, the iron, oh God, so that they may work diligently. Father God, we come now lifting up concerns of your people. First of all, God, we come lifting up those who are bereaved tonight, oh God. Lord, we lift up the Reverend Kimberly Deathridge tonight, God. We lift up the Reverend Leon Bradley tonight. Lord God, bless them, oh God. Lord, earth, oh God, have mercy upon them, God. Keep them in your stead. Build a fence around them, God. Lord God, we thank you for them. And Lord, Father God, we come tonight. Lord, lifting up those that are sick tonight, Father God. Oh God, Lord, Gloria Blunt tonight. God, remember her, God. High blood pressure. God, let the blood flow, God. Let the numbers come down, oh God. Lord God, we pray for Sister Gloria tonight, oh God, that you would bless her, God, and also the pre-labor, that she's term labor, that she's going through. Father God, touch her tonight, oh God. Touch her, God. We're pulling on the hem of your garment tonight, oh God, for there's healing in your garment tonight. Father God. Father God, we lift up Martha Holmes tonight, oh God. One of our seniors. 90 years, God, you promised us 70. And look, God, you've given her 90 years. And Lord God, as she suffers, Lord, with low blood pressure and diabetes, God, we're believing you to raise the blood pressure so that it would be normal, God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that the diabetes, God, that the numbers, God, may be normal, oh God. Bless her, God. Touch her body, God. Lord God. God, you are better to her. You're better to us, oh God, than we can be to ourselves. God, bless Sister Martha Holmes tonight. And Lord God, we come lifting up Brother Alfred Hobbs, who's transferred his membership to North Carolina. And Lord God, he's suffering from kidney failure, oh God. But Father God, you are a healer. God, you're a heart fixer, you're a mind regulator, and God, you can regulate the blood in the kidneys tonight. So God, we pray, oh God, for the functioning of his kidney, oh God, if it be your will, God, touch Brother Alfred Holmes right now in the name of Jesus, God. Touch him, God, heal his kidneys, oh God, do what you do best. Thou art the chief physician. Father God, we cry out to you tonight, oh God, and Father God, we want to thank you, God, for technology tonight. God, we thank you for Zoom. We thank you for Instagram. We thank you for Facebook. God, we thank you for all the technology, oh God. And for those that are having trouble with the technology, God, we pray, oh God, that you would bless them, oh God. that they would be able to navigate Zoom or whatever technology that they're trying. Oh, God, you're God all by yourself. We need no one else. So, Father God, we just want to thank you tonight, God. Thank you for tonight, oh, God, for all that you have done, for all that you are doing, oh, God, and for all that you will do. Now, arms of Jesus, won't you hold us right now? Blood of Jesus, won't you wash us right now? Feet of Jesus, won't you guide us, oh God, until that great getting up morning, God, when we strut down Hallelujah Boulevard, where all the sickness will be over, God. Lord, where trouble will cease from happening. God, we come before you tonight. For we know of no other name but the name of Jesus. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus the Christ is Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. This we ask in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ. And the people of God say, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We want to just thank our Reverend Anne Marie Posey for that meditation tonight. Also thank Reverend Hermina Waite for that closing prayer. And thanking all of you who didn't find it robbery to join us tonight in our Power of a Conference Call. May the Lord continue to bless you real good. Stay tuned for next time when we will come before you again with another Power of a Conference Call. Amen. Thank you.
Take yourself off mute. Give God.